9:09. The Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse has finally produced its report on past allegations centred on Westminster. It generated all manner of headlines. The report said that there had been a significant problem of deference towards people of public prominence. Claims that there was a powerful establishment paedophile ring helped, of course, fuel demands to set up the inquiry, which has been running now for 4 years. But the inquiry expanded into more than a dozen other areas, focusing on the way that institutions responded when concerns were raised. Our Home Affairs correspondent, Tom Symonds, covered the opening of the inquiry. He's been looking at what it's been doing since.
In 2012, Labour MP Tom Watson told the House of Commons there was
intelligence suggesting a powerful paedophile network linked to Parliament and Number 10.
Difficult after that for the government not to hold a public inquiry. But yesterday the inquiry said it had found no evidence of such a network. So what's been the point of this expensive process? Well, it goes much wider than Westminster.
I don't know how to express it adequately, how appalled I am and how ashamed I am of the Church for what it did.
The former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Carey's admission at hearings on the Anglican Church.
Yes, I failed. And I failed in this. I failed to sustain this person in a difficult period in their life.
Cardinal Vincent Nicholls at the equivalent Catholic hearings. The inquiry has forced both churches to admit their failings.
The Prince of Wales again to Peter Ball. I wish I could do more. I feel so desperately strongly about the monstrous wrongs that have been done to you and the way that you've been treated.
It unearthed these extraordinary letters, Prince Charles writing in support of an abusing bishop. 505 witnesses, 11 reports so far, often highly critical. But what is all this achieving?
I just couldn't understand why I couldn't control this shaking, and then I became violently sick.
Maxie Lee was abused for years in foster care in Nottingham. Here she's describing not that, but just the experience of giving evidence to the inquiry.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was. A lot of people need to be made accountable because of the chaos that they've caused to survivors by turning a blind eye.
But did the inquiry tell you anything that you didn't already know?
No. We've been campaigning for many, many years.
What new evidence is being uncovered? The inquiry is not a court, but in 2016 it said it would make what are known as findings of fact to identify abusers. I asked the inquiry recently how many findings of fact there had been. Answer: none.
There hasn't been evidence that has required us to make those findings of fact.
John O'Brien, Secretary to the Abuse Inquiry.
Where we hear things that we think should be investigated further or may need to be, we of course pass those on to the police.
50 cases so far. What's happened is that the inquiry has focused on its core task, examining how institutions dealt with abuse rather than revealing the abuse itself. But that's not enough for some groups.
It always felt as if it was going to be a desktop exercise.
Raymond Stevenson represents more than 1,000 former residents of the Shirley Oaks Children's Homes in the London borough of Lambeth, where abuse was rife.
Reviewing information that they've already reviewed and compiling it all together and making statements, that was not what we were looking for.
What were you looking for?
An investigation. Forensic investigation, judge-led investigation, to find out exactly what took place.
The group refuses to take part in the inquiry.
Shirley Oaks was an enclosed world, and most of its 200...
It's working on a documentary instead, and getting compensation. The inquiry's highly likely to reach one conclusion, that Britain needs a law making it a duty for people working close to children to report evidence of child abuse. It's called mandatory reporting. Solicitor Alan Collins.
They would effectively lose the ability to turn a blind eye, as I would put it. So if there was a concern, they would be legally obliged to report that concern. There would be no ifs, buts or maybes. It would involve a fundamental sea change from where we are at the moment, where there is no real obligation to report.
No final conclusions are expected until next year at the earliest.